I had myself some turkey for breakfast this morning.
Show me a good time.
That's how I don't know why I did that. People with walking sticks today.
Yeah, fish out.
I saw people with walking sticks. They're walking.
You do that.
Show everybody, it's episode 5. Yeehaw!
I like that.
Well, that room got me a lasso here on my lasso. This tasty beer right to my lips. Here we go.
Nothing like beer.
That's good. Welcome back, everyone. We're in the we're starting off episode is that episode 5?
Episode 5.
Fucking episode 5, man.
It took us a year to get here.
Yeah.
I haven't even finished editing episode 4. Just like when we were talking about episode 4, I hadn't finished 3.
So we're getting a jump started on this other one.
Yeah, I should have been done a month ago, but you know, things happened.
So we're coming up to the Oktoberfest months, which are my favorite months.
Oh yeah, Oktoberfest beer.
It's wonderful time.
Yeah, they used to sell it in October, and then they're like, well, why settle for October? Let's start selling it in September. And then somewhere along the line, they're like, screw it, let's just sell it in August.
Yup.
Yeah, so if you miss the boat, you might not be able to get some Oktoberfest before October. Because it'll all be gone in October.
You shouldn't miss the boat, but don't procrastinate.
Mm-hmm. Or else we'll send you down to Procrastination Theater forever.
Watch out for those ruffians.
That's right. So here we are in middle of September. It is, you know, we've never given away any dates. Like, people don't understand how far behind these podcasts are. So we're talking about current events. I was even, when I was editing, I realized that you were talking about getting out to do your lawn stuff for the first time of the year. So I think our last podcast was done somewhere in, like, May, June.
Yeah, it seemed to be coming out quarterly.
Yeah, I did get out a couple in 3 months. But, yeah, the last two were kind of long. I'll have this one done in a week or so. I'm like 70% done. Just got some mixing to do and, you know, some like segue in. Is that even a word? Segue in?
Segue in. It's two words.
No, segue in. Like, you know, jump in. Like, you know, I-N without the G and just apostrophe.
No, like segue in. Like the Segway Hotel. But yeah, in.
No, that's not what I'm talking about. Segue in.
Segue like, you know, in. Dude, I stayed I'm there jumping. On my I'm, honeymoon
I'm joking. I'm
in the Catskill Mountains, where I got lost in the mountains away from my wife for several days.
Mm-hmm.
There were search parties out there looking for me.
Were they drinking?
I lost a shoe out in the mountains.
Was it your left shoe?
It was my left shoe. I had to hunt tiny centipedes with like toothpick like spears.
Were they deadly
in the pale centipedes? Moonlight they were very deadly centipedes.
Did they eat do they eat people? Like, how big are they?
So I'd come across these things and they'd be like, you know, like eating a bird, and it would be just this real, if you got real close you could see like all this gnarly nasty gore and stuff that was going on in the centipede's mouth, because it's got like these pincers and it tugs and there's like this slippery mucus.
Did you find any human skulls?
Several human skulls, which I bored holes in the sides and fashioned into a giant fucking necklace for Kong.
Oh.
So if he comes around, Kong, I got you covered with this great skull necklace I made.
I like that.
You know, I'm a kind of a DIY guy, you know.
So what happened when they found you? Did they find you drunk and half naked?
Well, I was half naked and half drunk.
Oh,
which was disappointing because, you know, you're in that circumstance of being found, you know, looking disheveled and beat up, missing a shoe, you know, centipede hanging out of your mouth. You expect to be fully drunk.
You expect some reverence as well.
But I have no excuse for what I did. I apologize for only being half drunk in that escapade.
Well, you did. Like I said, we are Atomic Baloney, so you can use that. We offer no apologies, accept no responsibility. That is where we stand on everything, and we always will. Thank you very much.
I slept in an ancient Indian burial ground, and I soiled myself on that burial ground, so I incidentally soiled the burial ground. And now I've been cursed by ancient Native American spirits.
Are you sure you weren't cursed by the Cleveland Indians? I mean, I'm sorry, the Cleveland Guardians?
I like
or the
name.
Washington football team that used to be formerly known as the Redskins.
I like the name Cleveland Guardians. It reminds me of like a diaper for old people. Like
yeah, that's, you know?
That would be the name of it. Hey, that's good. You pick, honey, when you're out this weekend, can you pick me up a package of Guardians?
My question is, I mean, you know what? I don't like to like take sides or anything, but it's like, you know, you have these teams that are named after Indians, and you know, I don't find them offensive. I mean, then again, I'm not Indian, and you know, as you know, we all know from the Anthrax song "Indians," Joy Belladonna sings, "We all see black and white when it comes to someone else's fight." But it's a team. I mean, if anything, we're like glorifying the Indians by saying, yes, these are our biggest and best baseball players, our best football players. We're going to name them after the Indians. And then they got offended. And then, you know what? Cleveland just folded. Like, oh, forget it. We're just going to, you know, I can understand if there's like a big, huge band of Apaches coming to like scalp
this
you.
This battle has been going on since the 90s. There's been talk of this shit since the
90s. I think it's been going back
to
the 60s, man. It goes way back.
But anyway, you know what? Who cares? Change your dumb name. You know.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, the Chicago Blackhawks ain't there. Like, they refuse. And they took a different angle. They're like, well, it's named after Chief Blackhawk, and to honor him. So it's like they're gonna ride that out and, you know, leave Blackhawk alone. I mean, I will not watch Chicago hockey if they change their name from the Blackhawks to anything else.
Well, I think what the hand raisers are saying is it's a cultural misappropriation.
Yeah, how so? It's like they find it offensive for some reason, and I'm like, then again, I'm not Indian, so I can, you know, my opinion really doesn't count. But even still, it's like, you know what? I don't get offended when they name stuff after, like, you know, old fat white people, because they do a lot, and it's like, hey, I actually like, hey, you know what? They're talking about me. You know that? They're talking about Papa. You know?
What's named after old fat white people?
Everything that isn't Indian or anything else.
Are you so like
anything German? You go to a German restaurant, you see bigger a big fat dude,
but
you know, he's white and he has I don't have a mustache like him, but you know,
I don't think the German people have an obesity problem like the Americans do.
Nah, well, you know, go to that German restaurant down the way, and you will see him.
I love delicious.
And I'm not offended at all. I'm like, hey, that guy likes to eat. You know, I tried to find the positives in things. So anyway, where are we going with this? What happened? We started talking about one thing. It's like we were talking about on the deck. Yeah, Bird convinced me to sit outside instead of like coming in here to record. And we talked about something amazing, like probably the best conversation we've ever had. And like, you know, we're like, hey, let's save this for the podcast. So Bird intentionally forgot it. And when we sat down, he laughed at me and he even threw some things at me. And I, you know, I don't know what happened, but our listeners, I regret to say that we lost the most invaluable conversation that has or ever will be to this day in the history of mankind.
And I feel absolutely terrible about forgetting about it, but I'm going to let off the hook here for not remembering it either.
I'll let who off the hook?
I go off.
That's right. I had to bleep that out. He said my birth name.
His Christian name.
That's right.
They gave him a Christian town when he was
German Christian town.
Birthed.
Where all the obese white males live that are over the age of 70.
You think it'll be all right to wear like a Pope hat? If I had my own Pope hat, you think I could wear that around?
I think you get shot. People are like gunning for that stuff now. They're like, you know, hey, you're just throwing all the rules out the window. You know what? They're running over nuns. They're shooting, you know, like popes. Like, they're just like, you wear a Pope hat, Bishop hat, doesn't matter. Even cardinals are taken down. They are want nothing to do with this holy stuff.
I want to start a Pope club where you could come in and dance, you know. It'd be like a regular nightclub, but you got to wear a Pope hat.
Well,
even the ladies got to wear a Pope hat. It doesn't have to be like a full-size Pope hat.
You're gonna need some metal detectors coming in there, because somebody's gonna pretend to dress like a Pope. And they're just going to, like, pull out guns and all guns blazing, shoot the place up, be on the news.
Some of those old popes, those were some tough crackers.
Well, can nuns come to the Pope Club?
No.
do you think only Jesus Pope. Jesus is looking right at you? Do you think he would like the Pope Club idea?
I think if he could come in if he wears a Pope hat.
Well, what if he just came in and said, I'm Jesus? You know, you got a lot of men. Because, like, you know. Got
to wear the hat. That's part of the rule, dude.
You're not going to let Jesus into the Pope Club without a Pope hat.
If I don't, because. If I let someone in the Pope Club without a Pope hat, then everyone's going to want to come in without a Pope hat. That rule is you wear a fucking Pope hat. It's not not a whole lot. Dude, I mean, it's the best club in the world, man.
What about the Holy Spirit? The Holy Spirit wants to come in. It can't wear a Pope hat because the Holy Spirit's spirit.
He's got to wear a spirited Pope hat. You got to figure something out. And it's got to be at least two-dimensional.
What about Pope robes? Do they need Pope robes?
It's the it's called Club Pope Hat, not Club Pope Robes.
Oh, I didn't hear I thought it was just the Pope Club. Okay. So, yeah. So, they could just wear whatever. They could wear a toga. They could wear, like, you know, just jeans.
You
could
wear that shit. You just got to make sure you got a Pope hat.
Assless chaps.
Once again, I mean, these could be any. It could be a novelty-sized Pope hat, you know. One that's two times too big or two times too small, but as long as it's a papal hat.
Well, that's good to hear.
The big pointy one.
Hmm.
Not that little yarmulke thing.
Yeah, no, I got you. Yeah, I hear you. It's got to be the big one. The one that looks like an upside down vase. Well, actually, I mean, if you went upside down, then it'd have to balance on that tip.
It'd be a right side up vase.
Yeah. Or you know, it could just be a knickknack that you see on some, like, one of those knickknacks just sitting on somebody's shelves. You're like, man, why do they have that there? It doesn't do anything. It serves no purpose.
Ever since I was a kid, I always wanted to buy fancy, expensive, vases.
Hmm.
And, like, load my house up. I wanted big enough ones that I could hide in, and I want, like, more. More than one of the same giant vase next to one another, so with lids on them, so I had a place to hide. And if there's, like, you know, three or more of the same giant vases, you know, maybe they'll just look in one and I won't be in that one.
Well, I mean, that's something to think about. You should probably run that past your wife and see what she says.
She's against the vases.
She is?
She says it's just collect dust.
That will say, hey, you never know. What happens if you come home one day and be like, honey, did you ever do that big vase idea? And you'll be like, no. And she'll be like, oh, I got people coming over.
I want to make my own kimchi in the backyard. Wow. And they use kimchi. Giant vases.
You think that's a question on Jeopardy?
I'd like to be buried in a vase.
Do you think any of these are questions on Jeopardy?
What is questions from Jeopardy?
There you go. There are no questions in Jeopardy. There are only answers that you have to say the question to. And if you don't say it correctly, they go, you must answer in question format. Like it matters. It's like, you know, it's the same thing. What do you guys think you're doing something special here? And I just heard in the news that the guy replacing Alec Trebek, they just got booted up because, ironically, we're on a podcast. He was saying some very naughty things on a podcast like 10 years ago.
He's a white supremacist.
He is.
And he,
I didn't know that.
He supremaced his way into the hearts of millions.
Who are we going to get to replace Alec Trebek? How about a white supremacist that we don't know is a white supremacist yet?
I like the idea that Maleen Balik lady from Blossom, the neuroscientist.
I have no idea what the hell you're talking about. Her?
Yeah.
She's going to be the new host?
She was talked about it. I thought it would be a great idea.
I don't know who she is, but, you know, I don't know. I cannot condone.
Don't you remember watching Blossom when you were a kid?
Who's Blossom?
Blossom with Joey Lawrence?
Whoa! Oh!
Blossom was the neighbor Six?
Okay, I think I know who you're talking about. She had, like, you know, okay, I think I know.
She was on, there's something else.
I never watched it, but I always saw the commercial saying, man, I gotta write down what time that show is on so I can definitely avoid it. I don't even want to see 30 seconds of it. But, yeah.
She's in that nerd show, too, that's real good.
I'd have to see.
With Sheldon. Can't think of the name of it.
Oh, that, Big Bang Theory?
Yeah, the Big Bang Theory. She's Sheldon's, girlfriend.
I was not able to watch that show either. I couldn't stomach it.
It's a good show.
I tried. I was like,
oh, you tried hard enough.
I,
Oh boy, I did. I put my time in.
I told you. You gotta watch. You know, you gotta watch the big boy stuff.
Well, like, for land's sakes, young man, I can't stay up that late to watch big boy stuff.
Yes, you can. I tell you what.
By golly, I get up at the crack of dawn every morning. That's 4 a.m. I get out there. I make myself some grits, and then I go out to my property, and I feed the chickens and the hogs.
Do you go out there and you spank the horse? I always go out and spank my horse.
I try and spank that horse and get him to kick me right in the head.
Now, if you spank your horse good, that's what's supposed to happen.
I don't know if you ever met my wife. Boy, she is a bear. But I tell you what, if you were married to her, you'd want to get kicked in the head by mules yourself.
Yeah, why don't you just climb up the back of that bear, the hairy bear. Is she a hairy bear?
Oh, she's the hairiest bear, with a big old trout in her mouth, just shaking her head back and forth, growling, looking at me like some fancy salmon sandwich.
Tear you open. Like a 5-year-old tear open a saran wrap to get to the peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
You like teriyaki sauce?
I do. I like it so much that I bought the company.
The teriyaki sauce company?
I bought it.
I know there was a monopoly on teriyaki sauce by the teriyaki sauce company. I believe they're on the New York Stock Exchange, the teriyaki sauce company.
Yeah, and I bought it, and I like it. I got all the teriyaki sauce I want. And as much or as little as I want. You ever go there and you're like, man, you know what? The small size, they smell us like this like 2 or 3 ounce bottle of teriyaki sauce, and you're like, that's too little. And then you look to the right and there's like a gallon jug of teriyaki sauce, and you're like, isn't there anything in between? There's gotta be. So you're ravaging the shelves and there's nothing. And then you go find the guy who runs the department, and you're like, hey, teriyaki sauce. And he's like, you know, I don't know, man. I just work here. Those people are never any help. You ever do that? You ever go to a store and you look around and you're like, if I ask him, I'm doomed because he's just not going to help me.
I never ask for
help. And then you ask him, they're like, oh, I don't know. And then you're looking and then you feel bad because now you're like, he's like, what is that guy trying to do? Is he trying to make me look like a jerk? It's like, no, I'm just trying to find a medium-sized teriyaki bottle here that you were not helping me with.
That guy's a regular son of a bitch.
Damn straight he is. We should go on a tour of grocery stores and just, like, go and dress like Mexican wrestlers and just storm the aisles and ask them questions, and if they can't answer them, we pin them down, beat them up.
Slap them in the face with a hot ham sandwich.
Kick them.
Fucking tickle them with the big feather, man. Not the fucking little one, the big feather.
And we need a souvenir. Like, what do you think? We should just take, like, the vest? Usually they have vests with their names
on it. Oh, yeah. Take their vest.
Take the vest.
Knock the kids over.
That's right.
All the kids.
And steal shit.
And,
Nobody can do anything. We're Mexican wrestlers. We're going to be like, everybody out of the way until these Mexican wrestlers leave.
I absolutely trash the place. I may poop on the fucking produce display.
That would be nice. We kind of like take something and give something back.
That's right. That's right.
The vision
maybe
is
it'll be
complete.
One of the platinum turds we flung at a wall.
Yeah, I think that. I think it's beautiful. I can't picture it going any other way. So anyway, what are we doing this episode? Anything special going on? I'm like completely blank.
To my understanding, there's really nothing. This is going to be the most inconsequential episode we've had.
It should be.
It's everything's going to go nowhere. We're going to try and get off track as much as possible.
Yeah, like talk about something that has nothing to do with anything.
Nothing to do with anything. You ever get, like, stop at those truck stops and get them cheese curds?
I'm getting a beer, so I'm not, you know, able to talk. I'm talking into both mics, but hold on. Give me a second.
You ever crawl up in a dirty hole with a 1,000-year-old mummy whose stomach's filled with locusts?
No.
Died?
Not yet.
Then the gentleman died from a bowel obstruction.
I think that's horrible. Well, speaking about mummies, it is October coming up.
October is coming up.
So we're like nearing, this is, I never said the date. It's September 17th of 2021. So if you're listening to this and, you know, it hasn't come out until like 2022, we didn't lie that we're running some a bit behind, even on the website. Website's coming.
I'm glad we're not celebrating Columbus Day anymore.
We aren't?
Yeah, I'm done with that.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you serious? Wait a minute. I know they tore down this. They viciously and maliciously tore down the statue in Chicago. But did they tear down the holiday from the calendar as well?
They're trying not to draw attention to Columbus Day.
Oh yeah, you mean the guy who kind of like discovered America, kind of sorta. He didn't discover it, but he led the crusade over here to make sure that there was land here.
He thought it would be quicker
to get to the West Indies, right? No, the East Indies. He's like, oh, we're just going around the globe. He wasn't like quite sure how big the Earth was, but hey, he's like, hey, look what we got, we found him. Like, nah, you ran into a completely different continent.
No, he never even landed on.
Yeah, he did.
No, he never.
I saw it in the movie 1412 or whatever the hell it was called. He got on his knees. He was played by that French dude.
He made four expeditions to the new land. He never set foot on North American soil. He only landed in four islands in the Caribbean, one of them being Hispaniola.
Oh, that jerk.
Yeah, he never even made it.
Tear down the statue.
Tear down this wall, that liar.
Run a shot across the bow.
So
all this time, I was like, you know, Christopher. I slept with the Christopher Columbus doll when I was a kid, thinking this.
It was a revered holiday. People, we'd all dress up like Columbus, and
we'd
make these little ships.
Smoke old tobacco.
The oldest tobacco.
Yeah, those we could find.
We'd walk around barefoot till our feet bled, and we'd drag ships, which we call portaging, across lands to reach other seas.
And we would reenact that scene where he fell on his knees in the ocean and, you know, looked up in the air. And, you know, just like when you go to Comic-Con and they're reenacting, like, you know, the Hobbit or the Star Wars scenes, we did that on Columbus Day, like, all day long.
Our parents would stand on the sidelines as we proceeded to do this, and they would fire hot rocks at us.
Yeah, my mother was dressed as a Quaker.
It was a spectacle to behold, yeah, but it's all gone.
Now that I've learned the this hot new piece rocks, of information,
the bloody feet,
whatever Bird said, I just trust him. I believe him. I'm not going to research it, fact check it at all. Columbus is a fake.
Absolution.
That's right. Hooligan. Screw him.
The shenanigans that I can't even talk about it anymore.
Yeah, so let's just look past that, because isn't that like somewhere in the middle of October anyway? It's like, you know, he had kind of the crappiest location, because he has to compete with Halloween. It is in the middle of October.
It's like 2 weeks before Halloween.
Yeah, so it's like, okay, we got Columbus Day, so we did that, but like we were just preparing
for
Halloween.
It was a nice day off before Halloween.
Yeah, it was good.
And you sit at home without cable television, and someone like on the double digit stations would run like these old like cartoons. They were like usually Halloween era. Like there was this Ichabod Crane cartoon.
Oh no, dude, that's like a true Halloween one. That's the Headless Horseman.
And that would always show on Columbus Day. They'd have like 3 hours of old Disney crap, because that's an old Disney thing.
I watched that one, but that's the first thing I watch every year. Is that it's called I can't remember what it's called, but it's like, it's some weird frog thing, like the tale.
Yeah. There's
the tale of Frog Man or whatever. And there's a frog in the library, and then the animation opens the book and says Sleepy Hollow and blah blah blah. And it's Ichabod Crane was this
Wind in the Willows.
Was it
Wind in the Willows?
I don't know.
Maybe. I don't know, dude, but it's good.
Tales from Mr. White. But yeah, no, it's great. It's like I made my daughters watch it. They don't watch it with me anymore, but you know, and of course the Ted Burton one is awesome. I love that one. It's like, you know, I love
Ted Burton. That. Ted Burton's my favorite director.
I tried to watch that Alice in Wonderland today. I like the second one, the Looking Glass one, but the first one, it's like, why didn't you just call it Return to Wonderland, dude? Because it obviously wasn't the first one.
I didn't see the second one.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, but we're back to Halloween. We should do something Halloweenish. What do you want to do? Want to write a Halloween song? Or hey, what if we do a Halloween radio theater?
I think what we could do that we could do a Halloween story, and we could act it out like old timey radio show.
Will it be scary though?
No.
And it'll hopefully, I'll tell you what it will be. So I can have this edited and ready to go in like sometime mid November.
It would early be December. Absolute hot garbage. That's for sure.
Yeah, how we do that, and then we'll like you know write a Halloween song. Hey, how about a happy Halloween song? You don't hear anything happy at Halloween. You know, it's all spooky and scary. How about a happy Halloween song?
Yeah, like about you know ghouls and ghosts and murderers.
Yeah. But happy.
And serial killers.
Yeah. And like maybe, you know, hey, something about a serial killer. And you know, instead of like telling on him, let's bring him into our home and feed him and clothe him and give him some place to sleep. Because even serial killers do need hospitality. Maybe that's why they're serial killers. Nobody gave them the time of day or a place to sleep or clothe them or fed them like we will.
Hey, did you see in the news this week that... Bon Jovi, John Bon Jovi, tested positive for Irrelevance.
Oh my good lord.
Yeah.
You know what? And people were talking about that before it happened, and I just refused to believe it. But here we are.
I never thought we'd reach this day and age, you know, where John Bon Jovi would be irrelevant.
Well, maybe if he dresses up like something really cool for Halloween, like something that we didn't see coming.
I mean, even if he got halfway there.
Yeah, you know? I did watch that movie he was in, though.
Oh, Roadhouse?
No.
Where he's like the kick-ass bartender guy?
No, that was Patrick Swayze.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, no, John Bon Jovi was in a couple different films. One was a submarine film. Where he was just like a dude in the background.
Oh, he was also in that movie with Demi Moore where the husband dies. I think it's called Spectre.
Oh, wait. The famous Johnny Depp, the famous wife?
The clay scene where she's doing making the clay.
Oh, that's Patrick Swayze and Demi Moore called Ghost.
Fuck.
Yeah, no, I think he was in there. I think he was an extra.
No, I thought he was like one of the main characters, like the dead husband.
No, he wasn't dead husband.
Right?
I think you're getting Patrick Swayze and John Bon Jovi seriously confused here. No, I think, but John Bon Jovi was the guy at the supermarket, like on the shelf, like, and I don't think he saw his face. Somebody said, "Hey, excuse me, have you seen the case?" He's like, "I don't work here, but it's over there." And then, you know, you saw his hand pointing to another aisle. I think the guy actually did find what he was looking for. So, I mean, there you go. Once again.
Dude, it's the same guy that he...
Unappreciated John Bon Jovi.
John Bon Jovi.
Helps somebody out in a film and gets nothing.
He starred in that movie with that girl from... she played the sister in Ferris Bueller's Day Off. It was a dancing movie. But he co-starred in it with her.
Did he play an instrument?
No, he danced a lot with this girl.
Was he, but he in a was dance
kinda,
class?
He was kind of a tough cookie, and
oh,
she
he's
was
the Ferris Bueller's Day Off. The sister. Oh, you mean Dirty Dancing?
I think her name's Jennifer something.
Yeah, Dirty Dancing. But oh, there we go again.
Dirty Dancing. That is the movie.
Swayze.
No, come on.
Yeah. Fuck. No, I mean it. Seriously, is Patrick Swayze? So,
how's Patrick Swayze doing?
He's gone, no longer with us for years.
And, really?
I don't know. He died before his time.
I'm shocked and appalled.
He could have done so many more movies, but I think that towards the end, his script selection was getting a little
Dude,
tired.
I thought Patrick Swayze was the singer from that 80s band Bon Jovi.
Stop it.
No. That was what's his face? The lead singer for Bon Jovi was Gary Coleman.
Just stop it.
Gary Coleman?
Yeah, he was lead singer for Bon Jovi, and then he got kicked out.
From Battlestar Galactica?
Yeah, and then he got kicked out, and they hired this guy called John Bon Jovi because they're like, well, you know,
John Bon Jovi?
Yeah,
was the Swedish counterpart.
Yeah, well, it's like, you know, there's actually a tribute band for Bon Jovi called
Bon Anchovy?
No, John Bovey, and it is They don't sing any John Bovey song. I'm getting confused here. Any John Bon Jovi songs, they sing Metallica songs until they can get away with it, until they start getting harassed for copyright infringement, and they just pack their shit up and take off. You want to know a secret? Obi-Wan Kenobi, by the way, is actually secretly sleeping in my basement.
Still?
He had to get out. And every now and again, he takes my daughters out to the park. And he plays tennis with them. He does stuff with them. Like, you know, no lightsabers, no anything. Because that was the one rule when he said, maybe I can just live with you. I'm like, you know, leave the lightsaber at the door. And like, you know, he's a good guy. He's like a really, really good guy.
The House of Unusable Condiments.
It was a dark and stormy night as the raindrops pounded upon the very thin window that separated me from the outside.
A man comes into the house. And he opens the refrigerator door.
Oh no.
Unusable condiments.
So many unusable condiments.
Filled with unusable condiments.
Which one would you prefer?
Salad dressings that have expired several years.
If you get a salad dressing, 9 times out of 10, you're still usable 2 years after. What are you talking about? What expiration date? This is October of 2021. Are you talking about like July 13th?
July 13th of 2017.
Nah, it's still usable. What about those olives? Look to your left. Look to your left and see.
Green olives have become black. They've also expired several years ago.
Is there any alcohol in the refrigerator?
There's quite a bit of alcohol, but it is all expired.
Expired! Oh my frickin' good Lord! Well, tell me. What is the most expired thing in this unusable condiment refrigerator?
The Szechuan sauce.
The Szechuan sauce never expires! Will you eat it? Do you dare?
I shall not.
Please, give me something. Give it to me.
I shall give you this clove of garlic. I shall show you this silver crucifix.
I'm a vampire! How dare you give me garlic and crucifix?
You mere vampire, have not been invited into this house.
Oh, yes, I have. I was invited as soon as you invited me in. You forgot! Forgetness!
But this house is built on an old burial ground and happens to be a very deep, dark, black hole. It's inside out!
Alrighty then, so there you have it, the Atomic Baloney Halloween Radio Show. I hope that's what you were expecting, because that's what you got. What else did you expect? Anyhow, what we can say on a good note, looking forward, and maybe let's look backward a little bit, as we did get this episode out in less than a month. Please, a little bit of an applause here. And looking forward, we have the Christmas episode. We have some good things going on, some fun Christmas surprises, things that you definitely don't know about that we will grace your enlightenment within upon, if that makes any sense or either even means anything. I'm not sure. I'm pretty sure Bert's not sure, but he's not here to debate about it. So I hope you enjoyed this wonderfully wonderful Halloween October episode, and the only thing I can say is happy Halloween and Atomic Baloney out.